but rather loses its meaning through the negation of opposing force and is rendered useless. It's like an idea frozen in time, full of significance, without application. As I look for answers, I can look in scripture, comparative, ritual, and theological writings past and present. I can find ample evidence, fulsome counsel by scholars and preachers, and assertions of the holiness of water at every level of our being. But when it comes to application of that understanding to practice, to protection of the watershed through social action, to conservation of the sources of water and the skein of aqua connection called watershed, leading ultimately to the greatest reserve of all, the ocean, I can also find the opposing counterforce of contradiction, indifference, and hypocrisy. It is not so much a conflict of right over wrong, it is more an unwillingness to deal with the complicated in between. When this situation is incorporated into the economic and political ideologies of our time, all certainties seem lost, given over to paradox as the only explanation. We become caught in a confluence of countervailing currents, stalled logically in an illogical place, disabled, irresponsible, unaccountable, and ultimately victimized by our lack of commitment to the principles we uphold, the doctrines we declare, and the righteous conduct to which we aspire. How do we escape from this mental trap? First, we must want to. It is a convenient place to rest in a challenging time. I can remember my first few times swimming in the ocean, anxious in the depth, no line defining shallow over deep, no easy steps or ladder to hold on. I learned how to float, to suspend myself in the motion, relaxed, seemingly safe and resolved, until an anomalous wave up my nose swallowed brought me back to the reality of movement and need to swim for shore where I could safely stand. It was easy to sit along the sandy edge where I could do nothing and feel fine. Do nothing, feel fine. That is the trap, a contradiction in and of itself. That is the paradox we're in. It is just not good enough for religious commitment or for social engagement or for the search for a beneficial redemptive solution. The ethos unfulfilled remains, the urgent call unanswered. It's time to move beyond the walls of denomination and institutional truths. It is time to reject the dictates of the conventional compromise. It is time to abandon the paralysis of paradox and take our stand. In her 2016 book, Great Tide Rising, Toward Clarity and Moral Courage in a Time of Climate Change, Kathleen Dean Moore writes of improvisation as the instruction. Let the reliable rhythms of the moon and tides reassure you. Let the smells return memories of other seas and times. Let the reflecting light magnify your reflection. Let the rhythm of the rushing water flood your spirit. Walk and walk until your heart is full. Then you will remember why you try so hard to protect this beloved world and why you must. Unquote. The ocean is the first, not the last, alpha, not omega. It contains everything we need and must preserve to live right and true, all of us, on this earth, our home, on this water planet. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
The flowers are blooming, the birds are singing, and KBOO's spring membership drive is back. If you enjoy alternative radio that pushes the status quo, then support KBOO by becoming a member today. Donate online at kboo.fm/give between now and May 25th to support Avant-Garde Airwaves.
Tune in every weekday morning from 5:30 to 7 a.m. for variations on the theme of folk music during KBOO's Folk Strip. Each morning brings you a different DJ and a wonderful variety of acoustic and roots music, both traditional and contemporary. You'll hear the latest from singer-songwriters, happy jigs and reels, bluesy folk, a sea shanty or two, some old favorites, local artists and artists from around the world, a touch of Cajun, a dose of indie, and a smidge of jug band. It's probably the best way on earth to wake up. So let us start your day with a smile. Again, that's every weekday morning from 5:30 to 7 a.m. for KBOO's folk music programs.
Here at KBOO, today we've been celebrating Earth Day. By taking a moment to celebrate nature and by bringing you special programming all day, featuring interviews with activists and nonprofit leaders and covering issues such as ecological justice, environmental awareness, climate activism, animal rights advocacy, and the indigenous concept of Mother Earth. Thank you so much for tuning in to KBOO today as we celebrate our planet Earth and also bring attention to the numerous urgent issues at hand. Next, enjoy a collage of nature sounds, there to help us appreciate the world around us and hopefully remind us of how important it is to protect our ecosystems. Thank you for listening to KBOO, Portland.
David Brower, David R. Brower, and I add the R because there are 100 other David Browers in the United States, and that keeps me separate from most of them. I like the direction you're going in, KBOO, Portland, and I wish you had a lot more company.